Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Simply the Best. I can't sing it like I did last time because I'm kind of sick. Though I sound more Tina Turner-y this time, so let's see if I can do it. Simply the Best. I still think it kind of sounds
that
like
was
Cher.
Wonderful.
I still think that it sounds like great. Cher pretending to be Tina Turner.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's very...
Yeah.
Very drag
those
queen
show the
Cher.
Legs, anyway.
Oh, okay. Very drag queen Cher with the really great legs. Oh, that's what my pinch off when there are drag queens and they have, like, fantastic legs. It's like,
oh my god.
Oh, it's true.
Bitch, what is up with that? What? I'm a woman. Why don't I have legs like that?
Oh, I know.
I think, like, drag queens just really take care of themselves.
I don't know. My uncle has fantastic legs. A couple years ago for Halloween, he was a hooker, and he had fantastic legs. Mm-hmm.
I want my uncle to be a hooker for Halloween.
My uncle with Tricky Vicky.
Tricky Vicky.
Tricky Vicky. Oh, and then we had a Christmas party, and he was Tricky Vicky Mrs. Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I have pictures. I'll show you later. But anyways, welcome to Simply Best. That there is a little taste of what the show's all about. We play 10 songs based on a theme, which tonight's theme is Gender Bender, that all of our contestants have previously recorded either for shows or in hit singles or just for fun. And they submitted their what they think is their simply the best song that they have ever done that fits the theme of gender bending. We're not here tonight to pick your songs apart. We're here to just enjoy your songs and feed off of them and just tell you how much we love your songs. So that's pretty much what the show is about. It's a very positive show.
We're gonna love on you.
Yes, and with me tonight is Skywish.
Woo!
And Soyala.
Hello!
Ooh, I like saying your name like that, Soyala.
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 Why does it make me think of the Lion King the way you say that?
Like, Soyala!
Oh my god.
Oh, it's gonna be a good night, I can tell already.
Three Disney freaks in a call.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually, after this, I'm planning my next Disney outing. I'm actually...
Oh, man.
Actually, aww. VH, guess what? Ambie might be going to, like, live in Florida for, like, a month and a half with rain.
What? That's
yeah,
so cool.
I'm actually planning it now. I'm set to go down in February, but I gotta talk to my boss at my current job to find out what date I'm able to leave there to go down, because I'm not getting any hours over the winter at my current job because it's a toy store, and after Christmas, who the hell goes to a toy store?
But yeah. Except to return things.
Doesn't
oh
say
God.
Except to return.
Oh, don't even get me started about that. we got so much reshop. But so like I said earlier, tonight's theme is Gender Bender. And I know some of these songs that are on here tonight, and some other ones I haven't heard before. And I know, like, Soyala was saying, like, she's probably never heard any of these before, so
it's true.
She's gonna be like virgin listener. Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's always good to get in
virgin ears.
It's always good to get a pair of virgin ears to hear things that we might not have heard before. So this is gonna be good times, all good times. So how we do the eventual ranking for the end of the night is we each make our own list of ranking people first to last. And then everything is awarded a point value. First place gets 10 points. Last place gets 1 point, and everything in between. And they send them to me. I add up the scores. And that's how it turns out at the end of the night. No arguing and all that stuff. It's all how the numbers fall. So coming up first tonight, our first gender bender, let me just double check and make sure this is, yes, it is. Our first gender bender was a judge last episode. It's Rochelle Yalara.
Rochelle Yalara.
Woo!
Living in Reseda, there's a freeway. trouble of art, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and all the good girls are home with broken hearts, and I'm free. Free falling, falling, yeah, free falling.
Was Rochelle Yular. Rain always makes fun of me when I say Rochelle because I say Rochelle Yular, and he says I say it funny every time. He's like, why do you say her name like that? I'm like, what do you mean? How do I say her name? She's like, you always say her name like Rochelle Yular. Like, you always put this, like, emphasis on Yular.
There's, like, so many L's. You can't help it. Like, there's so much fun you could put into that word.
I know. Like, you can be like,
I know the first time I saw her name, I was like, Rochelle Yular. I wasn't sure how to pronounce
Shell
it.
Shell Yaluder. I like that.
Something like that. Some sort of like utter. Like utter.
Shell Yaluder.
Utter.
That was Shell Yaluder with Free Falling. I'm assuming this is, I think, from Sing It 8 finale, potentially? Because it says finale on her file, so it's from a finale of something. Or does it say final and I read it wrong?
I didn't even know.
I don't know. It said, had an F in it.
No, finale. It was final.
It says final.
Okay, then it wasn't from a finale. I'm wrong. But it was probably from a sing it at some point in time. But who wants to start on this? I'm open to letting people start on this other than myself.
I will.
Ooh, let's still young to do it. Gosh. Like, to
why not?
For it.
I've never heard this song, and it was really pretty. Like, I've never heard Rochelle Yular sing in a higher register. Like, I've always heard her do really belty stuff.
I love her.
And this was so pretty and, like, delicate. And I love the dynamics she used in it. Like, it was so soft and gentle, and then she got that belty tone to her, and then she brought it back down again. Oh, I loved it. Such great emotions in it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked this version of it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is the John Mayer version, mm-hmm. and I'm in love with that version. And so when I first heard it, I was like, oh my goodness, yes. Because, like, the phrasing was perfect. I loved the beginning where she was, like, just every word just had, like, this tenderness to it. Mm-hmm. And then when she started singing about, and I'm a bad boy, I really felt it. And that's, mm-hmm. like, oh, yep. It was great. And, like, her free high notes just, it stuck with me, and it gave me the tingles.
Ooh, gave her the tingles. No, yeah. I really liked, because as I was listening to him, thinking to myself, I don't know the difference between the original version and the John Mayer version, just, like, by listening to it. So, like, as it's getting in, like, getting towards that, like, free-falling chorus, I'm like, oh, I really hope it stays soft, because I would be really sad if it goes up into that, like, punk rock, like, and I'm free, free-falling. But it didn't, oh, and I was really happy that it didn't, because it's just so soft and sweet, and I loved that growth as it was getting closer and closer to the end, like that intensity growth of it. I mean, this is like a high bar to set at the beginning of the night.
Definitely. Yes,
totally.
Yes.
I mean, 9 more to go, and this is already like,
ooh, beautiful, Rochelle, beautiful.
I can definitely say best of the night so far.
Nice. Epic and awesome.
Yeah.
Epic and awesome.
Best of night so far, man. can she hold on to that? Can she?
That is the ultimate question.
Because coming up next is, and this is fantastic, it's gender-bending Gil Dragon. So, Gil Dragon. Deep voice, sexy old Gil Dragon singing a girl song.
Let's see what we're into.
I'm ready. I know this is going to be interesting, y'all.
I am ready for this.
Let's do this thing.
Heart, don't fail me now. Courage, don't desert me. Don't turn back now that we're here. People always say life is full of choices. No one ever mentions fear or how the world can be so vast. On this journey to the past. Somewhere down this road, I know someone's waiting. Years of dreams just can't be wrong. Arms will open wide, I'll be safe and wanted. Find me home where I belong. Well, starting now, I'm learning fast on this journey the past. Home, love, family, there was once a time I must have had them too. Home, love, family, I will never be complete until I find you. One step at a time, one hope, then another. Who knows where this road may go? Back to who I was, on to find my future, things my heart still needs to know. Yes, let this be a sign. Let this road be mine. Let it lead me to my past and bring me home at last.
And that was Gil Dragon being a Russian princess.
Anastasia,
oh yeah. Well, technically this is Anya. If we're gonna get critical, this is Anya before she finds out she's actually Anastasia.
This is true.
Liz Calloway, I love Liz Calloway.
Me too.
She loves this show.
I love her. I saw her live once.
You did.
I saw her when I saw Cats. She was Grisabella when I saw Cats.
Oh. I have no idea the different characters in Cats, but I'm sure she owned
she's
it.
She's the one that sings Memory.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like the creepy old decrepit one that they're always like afraid to touch. Yeah, that
was Liz Calloway?
Well, in the when I saw it. when I saw it, she's done the part before, but I was like, whoa, that's Liz Calloway. I didn't realize it until years later, because my mom was like pointing out the playbill, like, oh, look, this person did voices in Anastasia. And I was like really young, so I was like, I don't care. I just want to see the show. This theater looks like a garbage dump, because it did.
Props to your mom for knowing that, though.
Yeah, well, she read, like, the thing in the playbill, and she was, like, trying to, like, get me into it at the time. That was in my early theater days before I could just get into it by myself.
Before Ambi became Ambi.
Before Ambi became the early days of Ambi. Yes. I just love.
We don't talk about those days.
I love Liz Callaway. Like her better than Meg Ryan. That's for damn sure. I don't like Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
But what did you guys think? Did you think that Gil was a good Liz Callaway?
Yeah.
I did.
I totally thought this was like drag queen Anastasia or Anya.
I was all I could think of as I was listening to this, like I could picture the animation in my head and this voice like coming out of the animation.
Yes, me too.
Like I could see, you know, Gil and Rags and like just journey to the snowy forest. It was really impressive.
Yeah, and then dog running around.
And can I just say his vibrato reminds me of Josh Groban's vibrato?
Yeah, I was going to mention vibrato.
Really?
Like, have you guys caught that at all? This is the first time that I actually like it made a connection in my brain. I was like, wow.
No, I didn't make that connection, but now that you mention it, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of like Josh Groban on the chess recording, and damn, you're right. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gil. What? That was awesome.
Gil Groban.
Yeah. Gil Groban. That's all I'm saying.
Kind of sounds like Gil Groban, but that's another story.
Gil Groping. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, I'm a fan of your vibrato. And that end note was pro.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
That's a hard no. And he held it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Good child. Mm-hmm.
That takes major lung capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Groping Gil's got it.
Wow. Yeah, like I thought it was really good and just like awesome. My only thing is I wish you would have done it with the legit track and not the vocal cut track, because I could hear the dog. And at the very end, like, the dog, I can remember the dog is, like, barking a lot, and I never noticed it before until right now, but there actually is, like, the dog barking in the background, and think to myself, damn it, my neighbor's dog is so friggin' loud, I can hear, it's the track.
I thought my dog was downstairs barking, and I'm like, oh no, it's the track.
Yeah, that's the only, like, it was my only thing with the dog showing up every now and then. Like, damn dog. That was my only thing with the dog.
Come on, Pooka.
Yeah, damn it, Pooka. Shut the hell up. What do you think, Sayala?
Yeah, I love your vibrato. And the emotion that you used in the song was, I liked it a lot. This song is not an easy song to sing. I tried to do it a while ago and I was like, need to do this another time when I maybe have a little bit more vocal capacity for it, because I definitely didn't hold out that note all the way at the end. It's a hard song.
After hearing this, I would love to hear him sing Fly on My Father's Wings.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
A gender bend on my father's wings. That'd be really...
Yeah.
That's all Celtic women-y and stuff. Like Celtic...
Yeah, we should request it in that request form.
That's what I did with Dylan when I thought that stronger meant... Britney Spears stronger. He still hasn't fulfilled it yet, but I will hold him to that eventually. I will make him. Hush, stop.
Get on that Britney Spears, boy.
I'm going to mention it in every single episode until I get it. That is my oath. I will find a way to fit it in somehow in every episode of the show until I get it.
You should do it on every single thing you do. Like, on a song. Just, like, subconsciously put in the back, like, in a whisper, Dylan, do stronger.
Britney Spears. I love it.
That'd be so funny.
I love it. Anything else to say on Gil Dragon before I move on to our next singer?
Nope.
In which case, our next singer is Melly, and she says, fun fact, this is the only song that she's ever done originally by a guy, which I find weird, because she's done so many songs. It blows my mind that Melly's never done a guy song before besides this one.
That's hard to do, kind of.
Yeah, because, I mean, Melly has done so much, and it's like, wow.
I'm surprised. I wonder if she, like, set out to be like, I must just do girl songs, but I can't imagine that either. Like,
it might have just...
What a coincidence.
Just happens.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
All right, so we're going to listen to Melly's one gender bender song that she has ever.
Yes.
Go, Melly.
Right. Just shoot for the stars, if it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like you can take me away, make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited. I put on a show. Now we're naked. You say I'm a king, My ego is big, I don't give a shit. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I get the moves like Jagger. I got the moves. Ooh, 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 like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves. Ooh, 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 like Jagger. It's hard when it feels like you're broken and scarred. Nothing feels right, but when you're with me, I make you believe that I got the key. So get in the car, we can ride it wherever you want. Get inside it, and you want to steer. I'm shifting gear, I'll take it from here. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves. Ooh, 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 like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves. Ooh, 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 like Jagger. Wanna know how to make me smile and take control on me just for the night. Really share my secret, gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn, I won't show you twice. Head to toe, ooh, baby, rub me right. Really share my secret, gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I'll know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. I got the moves. Ooh, 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 like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you with the moves like Jagger. I got the moves. I got the moves like Jagger.
Nelly's got the moves like Jagger. Ooh.
She got the moves like Jagger.
Yes, she does.
I like how even when Melly is singing a male song, she's still got this amazing sex appeal going on the entire time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Melly, the VH sex kitten.
I can see it. But,
yes.
Exactly. Like, her and Garner should have, like, a sexy off. Like, instead of sexy back, like a sexy
like a rap
off.
Battle? A sex
yeah,
battle.
It'd be like a rap battle. It'd be a sexy off. Oh, my God. I love it.
It's so funny.
I love this idea. I want to see it become a reality.
I think someone, I don't know who it was, but someone was joking with Falcon Rochelle that they should do a porn star.
Oh my God, and like sex music all the time. Oh my God.
That would be great. Oh my God, you imagine how hysterical that would be?
Yeah, but when you would like put that into like Google, you'd be getting all the wrong kind of people showing up in VH.
Oh, it would just be like sexy star. That sounds like, you know, I don't know. If you Google search sexy star, what would come up? Probably just the show, hopefully.
If you Googled sexy star, you'd probably get, like sexy celebrities, more than likely.
That's true.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Something
that's
like
true.
That, perhaps. Might be.
And some other stuff. I'm sure.
Yeah. And some other stuff, if you know what I mean. If you're looking for...
Some of that Playboy.
So, yeah, that I really like... This was really good. Like, I've not heard this in a long time because it was on 7 that she sang this. And that's kind of where the sexy comes from it, too, because it's like, you know, 7, sinful, and all that kind of
stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
That's where.
Can I just say, I like this song so much more acoustically than the actual version.
Yeah. I really like acoustic. That was one of the notes I was going to say. Like, the guitar just really fit it. And
yes.
Like, I couldn't picture her singing the original version. Like, with the other
track.
I could only hear this now.
No,
I saw that, and I was
Melly
like,
owns
was
this.
Like, really? And I was like, oh, the acoustic. This is great.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those songs that I would have never, like, thought to put, to, like, no. search it acoustically.
I know.
And then to hear Melly on this, like, wow. It just fits completely.
Like, totally legit, yeah. Yo. Legit. Too legit to quit.
Mm-hmm. And then add her sexy voice on top, and it's just, like, perfection.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I could see you in a jazzy nightclub, Melly.
Jazz Melly. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't know why I keep saying that over and over again. That was the only thing I really wrote down. I was just really, I didn't really write a lot because I was just enjoying it so much. Like,
yeah.
The only thing I really wrote was only male song yet such sexy appeal still. That was all I wrote. That was the first thing I said. But, yeah. So yeah, Liz, Skywish, do you have anything else to add besides sexy?
I wrote down that she had a lot of good control in her voice. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote, she needs to do more men songs.
Yeah, I mean, if this is what you sound like on a man song, I want to hear more man songs.
Yeah.
Get Melly likes those man songs. Man up. Oh my gosh.
That one's for Dylan with his whole man up Book of Mormon obsession that he got me on last night on Poplock that I didn't know man up.
I just heard the whole musical recently, and I love it.
There's a couple of songs that I love, like Hasadiga Imbuai. I love
Oh my gosh. That's
song so much. I think it's hilarious. Oh, love it.
I know what I'm doing after this. I'm going to go look at the Book of Mormon now because I've yet to listen to the music.
Some of it's really
good. Oh, man, do it.
Hello is really good.
Like, I literally just heard it a couple weeks ago, and I love it. Yeah, it's so good. And then I didn't know the people from South Park did it.
Yeah, and they, like, won, like, all these awards for it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Those people are super talented. I mean, it takes a lot to create a show and have it run for so long, for one thing.
That's
and then
true.
Be able to do
That's
a
really
musical.
True.
Like, what the heck?
It hasn't really run that long. It's only run, like, a year. But it's sold out for months ahead, so it'll be running for a while.
Oh, I mean South Park the show.
Oh, South Park like, the they show.
Do, yeah. The show's, like, been on since
oh,
ever.
Oh, God, that's been on a very long time. Not quite as long as The Simpsons, but it's been on a while.
I remember when, like, South Park first came out, and, like, everyone was obsessed with it.
I remember that. I think I was in, like...
I was young.
I remember people talking about it, though. I was young.
I was young. I could do a great Cartman back then. I can't do the Cartman as well anymore.
You should try.
I want my cheesy poofs! I love cheesy poofs, you love cheesy poofs, we're all gonna eat cheesy poofs, we're all gonna be lame. It helps that I'm sick.
Oh my gosh.
It helps that
ringtone. Great.
It helps that I'm sick.
I love it.
Do you have anything else to derail from this critique before you move on?
No. You know what? I think something that adds to Melly's sexy voice is, like, the youthful feel to it. Because a lot of people, when they do sexy, it gets kind of older.
Yeah, like old
but,
hooker.
Like, Melly. Yes, right? But Melly's voice always sounds super young and hot. Yeah.
So be a young hooker, Melly. Don't be an old hooker.
Don't be an old hooker.
What do they call them? Baby prostitutes or whatever? Oh. Well, not that young.
That's really young.
Yeah, wow.
Like, don't be like Jodie Foster from the movie Taxi, or whatever that movie was, where she was the little hooker. Be more like, you know, Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Be that kind of hooker.
Who finds a man.
Yeah.
Doesn't be a hooker anymore.
Yeah. Be a hooker, but don't be a hooker. Coming up next, speaking of hookers, one of my lower transitions... speaking of hookers, Princess Garnet's next.
Oh my god.
I don't mean it, Garnet. I'm sorry. But it's like back to back. This is like back to back. This is the sexy off. Oh my god. This is
the sexy off.
Here we go.
Oh.
Dun dun dun. Let's do this.